The Mishnah says in Masechta Zavos, talks about the Talmidav of Abraham Avinu and the Talmidav of Bilam HaRasha. It talks about the Abraham Avinu, his Talmidim have certain midas, tremendous midas toibis, and then the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha, who have very, you know, we find that the Pesukim, we have three things about them. And the question is, the Chazon Ish in his Sefer Emunah B'Tochen says a fascinating thought that when it comes to Midas, if a person does not work on his Midas and doesn't develop himself, without too much difficulty, a person will be a tremendously bad person. He'll be a Metsuyan. He'll be quite an accomplished person in all the midas, different midas rows. So to learn midas toibus, we need a Avraham Avinu to teach us midas toibus. To learn midas rows, we don't need a rebbe. So what does it mean that we're the Talmid of Bilam HaRasha? In what way are we the Talmid of Bilam HaRasha? We don't need the Bilam HaRasha to teach us how to be bad, to have a nefesh rechava, to have a ruach kavaya. You know, these things, we seem to be quite insane in it without going to class. So Sosemis asked the question, and Sosemis suggests a fascinating thought. There are Midas Tovus and there are Midas Rose. And Midas Rose are bad. There's something which is worse. A third thing which is worse is when you take Midas Tovus and you use them for Midas Ros. I mentioned this a day once. Rashi of Isaac Osman Satzal said that there's this sort of Mechir Kelev. You can't bring a Mechir Kelev in exchange for a dog, even. You can't mean not only is the dog not kosher to be a korban, obviously, because he's not a behemoth kshera. The dog is so odious that even something which is exchanged for a dog can't be brought as a korban. So what's bad about a dog? The dog is, you know, dog is a tremendously wonderful, wonderful animal. Dogs represent loyalty. Dogs, you know, take care. They protect. What's so bad about a dog? So he suggests the following. If I call correctly, he was a diaket, maybe in a Sapurna, but he suggested the following, that the dog, if you want to picture the concept of loyalty, we picture a dog. A dog will be there for its master, even to the extent of endangering its own life to take care of the master, which is a very good thing. A dog, because of loyalty to the master, will attack and kill and maim and damage others. So when you take a mita toiva and you use it for ra, and you don't have obviously the dog is that's the way he's created, and he doesn't have ability to choose. But he represents, in a sense, the idea of a midah tovah being used for ra, and that's a horrible thing. And that can't be accepted as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what he's suggesting. So the Sfas along the same vein, says if you look at the parsha, you look at Bilam, and we have a strange thing. Bilam, as it were, was machni himself. He said, I can't do other than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me. He had these lines of Hachnoah, and together with the Hachnoah, he ended up going, I can't do this, it's horrible for me, it's bad for me to go, it's wrong for me to go, and he goes. He tells Balak to bring Karbonis, you know, which means in some way he was representing the idea that we have to lower ourselves in front of our Creator, and he uses that as Echad Timsa to try and create an opportunity for Klal to Klal Yisrael. So he used Toiv for Ra. That's something which wasn't necessarily an obvious thing to do. Bilam was an example of that, which in most part we keep the Toiv and the Ra Ra, and the Bilam, as it were, to our detriment, created such a concept, such an idea, and he left an impact on the world, such a usage of such an idea. And we, therefore, now act as the resultant of his Midah Ra. We are the Talmidav, in that sense, of Bilam HaRasha. Have a good Shabbos.